Oh, so we're starting a series on Kriyat Shema, Mitzvat Kriyat Shema, Bekavanot Kriyat Shema, and the Yesodot HaEmuna, which are contained within that, being that we are at Mamash Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the topic of Mitzvat Kriyat Shema is deeply related directly, as we will see soon, to Rosh Hashanah. So, therefore, this will be, as also last week when we spoke to the entire Shenebet and Shene Gimel, it will be focused at Rosh Hashanah, and yet at the same time we're starting Inyanei Kriyat Shema more directly. Seder? So, question that we're going to start off with is the following, and that is, we know that Kriyat Shema, specifically, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that we know already from the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, that we say the first parsha of Shema, and only afterwards the second parsha of Shema, Vayayim Shamoa, and then afterwards the third parsha of Shema, which is Parshat Tzitzit, Tzchirat Yitziat Mitzrayim. In any case, Kulanu Yodim, that the relationship between the first parsha and the second parsha, כדי שיקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים תחילה, ואחר כך יקבל עליו עול מצוות. First, there needs to be a recognition of the king and an appointing of the king as a king. And only then I can talk about the decrees. And that happens every single day. And we know, and that's the way it's brought down, להלכה, מצוות עשה מן התורה, Rambam writes it, right around the Shulchan Aruch, to read Kriyat Shema every day, every night, every morning, every evening, based on the pasuk b'shochpacha uvekumecha. Interestingly enough, maybe we'll talk about it sometime in the future, that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the line, the fundamental line that contains entire Judaism in it. If you were to ask any Jew over the ages, tell me your sentence that defines you more than any other sentence, and he'll say, I'll share with you what we Jews do when we jump into the fire, Shem Yishmarim, okay, which has happened so many times in the course of our history. And that is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That most fundamental line that contains, in a sense, Kol HaTorah Kula in it, and defines us, our Jewish Kavanah, and Jewish thought, and Jewish belief, and Jewish consciousness, the oneness or the unification of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, without elaborating in it, that's what we're going to try to elaborate on in the next couple months. So that appears relatively at the end of the Torah, only in Sefer Dvarim, and which is in Parashat Vayetchanan, and we don't know it from before. So in terms of Torah Shebichtav, it appears close to the end of the Torah. But interestingly enough, in terms of once we start Torah Shebaalpeh, the very beginning of Torah Shebaalpeh is Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Matay Korim et Shema Be'arvit and Nami Muban Kriyat Shema B'Shacharit. Ma'anyen ma'od to think in terms of the meaning that Torah Shebaal Peh needs to start off with Kriyat Shema. That's a lot to keep in mind. But in any case, this daily mitzvah, daily and a nightly mitzvah, Shochbecha uvekumecha, brought down lahalacha, based on the Mishnayot and Gemarot and Masechet Brachot, is a mitzvah of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim that we do every single day. And in that sense, it brings up the following very significant question. So then, what's the chiddush with Rosh Hashanah? Like, in what way is that any different? All year round, every single day, and every single night, we're mekabel aleinu ol malchut shamayim. But and that's what we're told that we do in Rosh Hashanah. We saw last week. We spoke to the entire group. In source number 5, let's see it quickly inside. That's the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings the famous brayta. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva Mipnei Ma'amar Torah Aviu Omer BePesach Mipnei SheHapesach Zman Tvuahu. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא אביהו לפניי אומר בפסח כדי שתתברך לכם תבואה שבשדות ומפני מה אמרה תורה אביהו שתי הלחם בעצרת פני שעצרת זמן פירות האילן אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא אביהו לפניי שתי הלחם בעצרת כדי שיתברכו לכם פירות האילן ומפני מה אמרה תורה נסחו מים בחג אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא נסחו לפניי מים בחג כדי שיתברכו לכם גשמי שנה then comes what's נוגע תאז ואמרו לפניי בראש השנה מלכויות, זיכרונות ושופרות, which is basically the structure of תפילת המוסף of Rosh Hashanah, first day and second day. Say in front of me in Rosh Hashanah מלכויות, זיכרונות ושופרות, Malchuyot, kedei shetamlichuni alechem. Recite in front of me Malchuyot, which of course we know from later part of the Masechet, say Masechet Rosh Hashanah, in the Mishnah, and then later on the Gemara elaborates on that and brings it brightas. But it basically means reciting in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Psukei Malchuyot, we will see soon inside. Psukei Zichronot, Psukei Shofarot, 10 of each. Here yet, we don't elaborate. Here it's still very raw. Just Malchuyot, Zichronot, Shofarot. Later in the Masechet, as I said, we elaborate on the details. Malchuyot, Kedei Shetamlichuni Alechem. Zichronot kedei sheyale zichronechem lefanai letova ubameh beshofar. So this, in many ways, this brayta contains in it a lot of the definitions of avodat hayom, in terms of the consciousness and the thought, the kavana of this day is included over here. But in any case, this is one of some sources, maybe the most famous source, the most fundamental source, that avodat hayom of Rosh Hashanah is to appoint God as king. And here comes the question again. Well, Samai Shani, all year round we do that. Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. So it's the same, is it not the same? What's the difference in Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim Kol HaShana Kula? In Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim of Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, one can ask it in other things also. Remembering Yetzia Mitzrayim, according to some at least, Lamant Tizkorot Yom Tzidcha Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomei Chayecha. Yemei Chayecha Yemim, Kol Yomei Chayecha Lelot. That's the third parsha of Shema. Okay, so then we do that every day and every night. So then, what's the meaning of the Zikaron or Sipur Yitzia Mitzrayim Lel Pesach? I mean, by both we find annually we do something, while every single day we do that. Like, one has to define, not in a vague way, the difference between them. Okay, just to say, well, every day we do it, and then Rosh Hashanah we really do it. That doesn't say anything. That's like not saying anything. So, let's delve a little into that. And that, the reason why Shema Yisrael Hashem Akinu Hashem Echad is so relevant, not just as a general idea of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, but rather when we go into the Tefilat Musafim, which is why I photocopied over here. Anybody listening can follow up in your sitter, and we're basically preparing for Tefilat Rosh Hashanah now by remembering how it works. Tefilat HaMusaf, the first or second day of Rosh Hashanah, works as such. Look at page 168. Okay, so we finish off, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, that we know, it's brought on already in the Gemara, and we pass it out La Halacha, HaMelech HaKadosh, during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, including, of course, the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. What happens after HaMelech HaKadosh? And as we know, HaMelech HaKadosh, the Kedushat Hashem, is elaborated as well on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So we finish Kedushat Hashem and we go into Kedushat Hayom. What is Kedushat Hayom? Like other Kedushat Hayom of Shabbat or of Chagim, Ata Bechalt in Chagim, such as in the Ragal, we say, Ata Bechalt Anu Mikol Amim, Avta Otana Veratzita, Banu Veromom Tanu Mikol Olshonot, Kedushtanu Vemitzvotecha, Vekerav Tanu Malkeinu Lavodatecha, Veshimcha Gedol Vakadosh Aleinu Kerata, Vetiten Lanu Hashem Elokeinu. So until now it's the same like Yom HaKippurim, like the Regalim. And then we choose, in this case, Vatitan Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ava, Et Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, right? Umpnei Chateinu Galinu Me'aretzein, the same structure of all the Musafim. And then, Avinu Malkeinu Gale Kvod Malchutcha Alinu Me'ra, Vofa V'Inaseh Alinu Me'kol Chai, Mamash, the same like the Musaf of every Chag. And then we talk about the Korbanot on Musafim. Turn to page 170. And then, Aleinu Neshabeach. I remember now that when I was a kid, I'm assuming it happened to you, Matan, also. You know, you come to them and say, oh, great, you know, you've finished. What's happening? Aleinu Neshabeach. And then all of a sudden, no. You didn't even begin. It's the grand opening of Malchuyot. That's what Aleinu Neshabeach is. Aleinu Neshabeach, that we say all year round, becomes the opening, the pticha, for that first of the three sections that make up Tefilat HaMusafim of Rosh Hashanah, of the Malchuyot. Because the theme and the content of Aleinu Neshabeach is all about the appointing and the prayer of the appointing of the world, ultimately, of God as the King of the world. And in that sense, it opens up all the malchuyot. And in fact, the closing pasuk, kakatuv b'toratecha, Hashem yimloch leolam v'ed, is the first of the ten malchuyot. Because as the Mishnah, if we really were to learn it properly, we would have to open up the Mishnah and the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah and see all the sources inside. Okay, so we're seeing its implementation, the Maaseh, in a Machzor of Rosh Hashanah, but the truth is it's subject to Machlokot Tanaim. How exactly do you do it? So this is the Shita from the Gemara that we pass in La Halacha, that you combine together Kedushat HaYom with Malchiyot, which is what we're doing over here. We're entering into Malchiyot. We're still within the which bracha of Shemana Esre, of Tfilat HaAmidah of Musaf, within Kedushat HaYom. Kedushat HaYom of Rosh Hashanah is blended together with the Psukim of the Malchiyot. Why should that be? Again, it's that subject of Machloket, but we go with the Shita that so. Because that is Kedushat HaYom, is the appointing of God as king. So no wonder that they're blended together. So what's the structure? So Hashem Yimloch Leolam Ve'ed starts it off. V'ne'emar. V'ne'emar, v'ne'emar, v'ne'emar. Lo yivit avet b'yakov elo ra'am al b'yisrael Hashem Elok avimo turat melech bo. Okay, so we need, as we know from the Mishnah and Masechta Rosh Hashanah, to say over 10 psukim of the Malchiyot, 10 psukim of Zichronot, and 10 psukim of the Shofarot. What would be the meaning of the 10? Mata Choshev Matan?
There's a lot of tens.
Huh?
There's a lot of tens.
There's a lot of tens in Torah. Nachon? What will be the, so what's the secret of the tens?
Ten, whatever, Malchus is the tens, really.
Nachon? 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 Yes? Okay, besedu. But it's true, all tens correspond to each other. It's a complete system. Even our fingers teach us that it's a complete system, Baruch Hashem. And therefore, it's Sfarim HaKadoshim and Pi Kabbalah, they talk about what goes on Rosh Hashanah. We're just going to say words, okay, not yet explained. And that is, what happens is Binyan HaMalchut. Binyan HaMalchut is this restructuring or the structuring of Malchut. And the Malchut, like any Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is comprised, it's a complete system. Maharal already, who's all based on Kabbalah, defines number 10. He's the one that, more than any other source that I know, that gives Kabbalistics philosophical or definitions for numbers, for numerical systems in Torah. He gives definitions. I don't know any other source that does that. The Maharal gives it, his definition of the 10 as a complete system, in fact. Something of, you know, exactly what I remember is Lashon. So, the Malch, every Midah of the Rosh Hashanah is complex. It's comprised of 10 levels. So, the 10 psukim are expressing what's supposed to go on in my mind is a developing process of the building of the Malchut. And then there is the corresponding to that is the Tepsukim of Zichanot and Shofarot. But right now, the Avodat HaYom here, which is therefore is blended, as we saw, according to the Shita, with Kedushat HaYom, with Binyan HaMalchut. Okay, and then we go Pasuk after Pasuk. And clearly, it's not just random Pasukim that mention Malchut. If we were to really know our material proper, it would be a fascinating, it's not much fascinating development, which means each pasuk over here is bringing up one of the 10 aspects of what Malchut Hashem means. And that's to explore that as a fascinating world. That's not much material for a book. Just a Malchut. That is what Hashem Yimloch Leolam Ve'ed, which then moves on to Lo yibit avet b'Yakov u'tuat melech bo, moving on to Vayim b'Yishurun melech b'Yitasef Rashi Am. Each, if one asks, what is Malchut? What is Malchut Hashem? Anybody who has a touch of experience with Sifrei Pnimiyut, Sifrei Sod, anything that draws from Kabbalah knows how central of a concept it is. The 10th Sphira, or Midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Malchut, it's the last week of Sphirat Omer. We work on that Midah. Whatever that may mean, but there's 10 different facets, aspects, perspectives, pieces of the Malchut. Each pasuk here brings Pashut Likacha, another stage, another floor in the development of the structure of Malchut. Ki la'ashem ha'mlucha moshel banuyim, Hashem malach geut lavesh, Okay, ונאמר, והיה השם למלך על כל הארץ, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. That's the ninth. And finally, the tenth. ובתורתך כתוב למור, שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד. Okay? Now, it's fascinating. Why? Because what's special about Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Echad, and all ten?
Seemingly it doesn't mention
Malchus. Exactly. That's the one pasuk of Malchus that doesn't mention Malchus. And that's the pinnacle of it all. It's fascinating to think about the meaning of that. Even if it were to be in the middle, halachat kama v'kama, that it's the pinnacle of the whole binyan Malchut is when Malchut is not even mentioned. That's the sugya one has to try to understand the secret behind it. And also when we switch back to the daily Kriyat Shema, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, we're making him a king, or a Mekabbalah upon ourselves daily, nightly, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, we don't mention his kingdom. Somehow it's not mentioned, but it's completely there. Again, the fact that it's the 10th means that it's the completion. What's the secret that the completion of the Malchus doesn't mention Malchut? It's a fascinating question to ponder. Okay, and then comes after the 10 psukim, the summing up, which leads to the bracha and kedushat hayom, which is also the bracha and the malchuyot, because we saw, we're going according to the sheet on the Gemara, that they're blended. Elokeinu ve'lokei avoteinu, the beautiful, gorgeous words. Melech al kol ha'olam kulo bechvodecha. V'yinaseh, my favorite tefillah in the entire year is Rosh Hashanah. Even more so than Yom Kippurim. Melech al kol ha'olam kulo bechvodecha, v'yinaseh al kol ha'aretz bikarecha. והופע בדר גאון וזך על כל יושבי תיבל ארצך וידע כל פעול כי אתה פעלתו ויבין כל יצור כי אתה יצרתו ויאמר כל אשר נשמע פה השם אלוקי ישראל מלך ומלכותו בכל משל moving into what we're familiar with קדשני במצוותיך this year it's going to be also with אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו of course חסד ומנוחתנו תאר ליבנו לעובדך באמת כי אתה אלוקים אמת. We're not going to speak about that. That's another unique addition to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I mentioned it almost in passing last week when we spoke. In any case, we finish off with the bracha on Kedushat Hayom and Malchuyot, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. Okay? And now we move on to, it's not our topic, so we're not going to move into it right now, but the next stage in the triangle of Rosh Hashanah, of the Zichronot, same. There is the opening, 10 psukim of Zichronot. Clearly, there is a binyan of a zikaron there, stage after stage. Another book could be written on what's the developing structure there. 10 floors, one zikaron. It's not just a simple concept. It's a developing process, stage after stage. How does each pasuk there bring it out, that aspect of the zikaron? And then finally, finally, we get to the same thing with Shofarot. Oh, same structure, same pattern. Opening, ten psukim of Shofarot, whatever is being developed over there, until we get to the bracha and Shofarot. Of course, in the Chazarat Hashatz, then we get to the Tkiyot Dimerumad, and that's basically the structure of Tfilat HaMusafim, longest of the Tfilat Amidah of the entire year. So in any case, having seen all that, again, it magnifies the question, and how do we define the difference between Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim by saying Shema all year round and Kabbalat or the Binyan Malchut or being Mamlich what was the Lashon there in the Gemara? Imru lefanai Malchuyot kedei shetamluch tamlichuni alechem. Okay, so already there Matan, here the difference between Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, that's a definition of what the Meister, the mental Meister, the Kavana, all year round is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Rosh Hashanah is a Tamlichuni Alechem. I'm not yet even claiming to know what the difference is, but you hear, if we want to figure out the difference, you hear the difference in the term, in the phraseology. It's not the same thing. Whatever is the difference in Kabbalat Ol Malchut and Lehamlich is different. And that source, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin and Amud Aleph, really brings out that this is Avodat Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, blended with Kedushat Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, as we saw, and that is Yom HaMelachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one would say, but every day we do that, so apparently it's not accurate because we don't find that Lashon. I think that I have to be careful, you know, maybe it appears somewhere in some address that we're actually Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, But at least in Mekabel Elav Ol Malchut Shamayim Tchila, at least there you hear the difference between that and between Lehamlich Et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we're let's try to see in the little time that we have. You're able to go till 8, 5 to 8, 8, yeah? So let's see what we're able to develop. Okay. Siyata Dishmaya. The concepts are deep, they're big, they're subtle. I don't know another moment which is so mentally challenging like Rosh Hashanah. Gosh, it's so... Let's count some votes for myself. Let's ask even a more fundamental question. What does it mean to lehamlich et HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king? We don't use that lashon. We're not here lehamshil et HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a moshel, or lehashlit et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would mean he is the one in control. But specifically, we use the term melech, malchut, whether all year round Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim, and definitely in Rosh Hashanah. להמליך את הקדוש ברוך הוא. What's the עניין over here? So we saw last week the Ran on Masechta Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the Masechta, very famous Ran that speaks about, brings a Medrash of Chazal, appears I think in a different Midrashim, that the day of the creation of the world was actually Kaf Hei Elul. So that's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei, which means 6 days later. That means the historical origin of Rosh Hashanah is not the creation of the world, but rather the creation of man. So that's the content of the day. So what's the chiddush of the day of the creation of man? So all this requires a great arichut. I'll try to say it in the most concise way. What happens on Aleph Elul that makes God a king, which is what we return to every single year, that on Kaf Hei Elul he created the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a king. Maishani, if man was made or not. The answer is, that's exactly the whole point. The whole point is that as long as there are plants in the world, and even just animals in the world, and even mammals on the first few hours of the sixth day of Aleph Tishrei, so then God made everything. Everything belongs to Him. He rules over everything, but a king He's not. He only becomes a king once He makes man. Why? Because what being a king necessitates is a conscious being, conscious enough and intelligent enough and perceiving enough, who's able to comprehend and appreciate and even want God as king. Then and only then does he become a king. How do we know that expressed in the Lashon HaTefillah that we use regularly? Klal Yisrael in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Kriyat Yam Suf Umalchuto Beratzon Kiblu Aleihem. It's not happens to be Beratzon. If it's not Beratzon, it's not Malchut. Umalchuto Beratzon Kiblu Aleihem. Because if it's not by my perception and my wanting him to be king, he's not a king. So what do you mean? God is dependent upon man? Yes. Oh, philosophically it doesn't work it out. So, God works it out. What's the answer to somebody who's bothered by that? The answer is, Kacha Ratzono Yitbarach. He wants to be a king. I can be a dictator. I can be a ruler. I don't want that. I want you to want me. Beautiful loop there. I want you to want me. Because only when you want me, I'm a king. Because by definition, a king is only a king when the recipients of the kingdom want him as a king. Otherwise, he's a dictator. Al-Zeh Omer HaGra, famously, Ki la'ashem ha'melucha, moshel b'goyim. And the nations of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a moshel. He rules over them. And klal Yisrael ki la'ashem ha'melucha. Okay? So, so that means that every single Aleph Tishrei, we return not to the, back to the creation of animals, because that's not, that has nothing to do with the Malchut of Hashem. We go back to the making of man, and in order to reconstruct the Malchut Hashem that was first done or founded on that day where Adam became a conscious human being and a willing human being, so that's the birth or the inception or the conception of Malchut Hashem in the world. So every single year we go back to that point. And that, let's try to delve into it deeper. Okay, we have like 15 minutes, 14 minutes. Let's try to go deeper into it. The depth of it touches upon a very profound discussion. Yeah, maybe just a few words of introduction. Some of you may be familiar. I'm talking also to people over here. And that is the famous machloket by the Mekubalim, which touches upon also the machloket between historically between Chassidut and the Mitnagdim to a certain degree. How do we understand the famous fundamental Kabbalistic Arizal concept of Tzimtzum? Right? Tzimtzum is the idea that the Arizal brought to the world of Kabbalah and becomes a central concept that prior, as you're probably familiar, Reb Chaim talks about it, I'm sure a lot, prior, quote unquote, to the world, all there was an infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not allowing room for any other being to exist. And when Hashem chose for there to be a world, He constricted His infinite light and made finite space, or hollow, chalal panui, for the world to come into existence. It's like the core concept of Kabbalah, Ari, is predicated on Musag HaTzimtzum. Okay. Later, after the Ari, what developed was a machloket. How do we understand that Tzimtzum? Kepshuto or shelo kepshuto? Right? They choose, everything needs to be always complicated. Even the concept of Tzimtzum needs to be subject to machloket. Maze kepshuto or shelo kepshuto? Tzimtzum kepshuto means kepshuto, which means Kadosh Baruch Hu's infinite light has been constricted. That allows for a world that contains inherently, objectively, so to speak, less godliness in it, or it doesn't contain, it's hollow of Elokut, and or of Oved Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that allows for the world to come into existence. L'mai nafkamina. According to that Shita, the world that's left is lacking a godly presence in it. And then the job is, human beings in this world, in a world which is not godly, to relate, to find, to discover God. The other school of thought, which has learned that, which has been accepted in the world of Chassidut and also in other Shitas also, and the truth is in Nefesh HaChaim as well, Tzimtzum Shaloket Pshuto, which means nothing changes from God's perspective. Everything remains the same. To that they apply always the pasuk in Sefer Malachi, Ani Hashem Lo Shaniti, Ayud Kevavke, have not changed. Meaning by the changes are by the recipients, by the provider of it all, Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing changes. Which means it's not that their world contains less elokut in it from before to after. Nothing has changed. All that's changed is only in our mind. Meaning, I profound as can be, the world is no less condensed with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that man was made with a mind that who can interpret the world as if God is not in it. As we look around, many people in the world is open to interpretation. And many people will interpret the world as no God, or less God, or do God a favor because I'm firm to let it be sometimes, and it's comfortable for me. There's endless levels to how that could be. But in any case, so Tzimtzum Shelo Kepshuto means God is no less present. that Mainafkamina, that the world that remains, let's call it our world, what I'm going to say, is full of Elokut. Huge Nafkamina in terms of the way we look at the world and experience life on Olam HaZeh. But what has changed is I made you in a way that it's up to you to choose whether to see the world as such or not. That meaning it's all in your human mind. It's all in the mind. It's not in reality, it's in one's mind. The mind is also a reality. But it's okay, it's subjective reality. Meaning tzimtzum is all mental. Now, it was made in a way that I grow up into a world where God is not seen, not visible as a child. And then the default is to continue thinking that way, unless I really worked on myself and I really did the avoda, that's the aim of the whole avoda. God is hiding in a world where I really is totally present. And I meant to reach the realization of Yaakov Avinu after having had that dream. He wakes up from his dream and he's like, that's the, it's not just for Yaakov Avinu, it's meant to be all of Bnei Yaakov Avinu, all of us, that we have a Hava Amina. God is not really here at some level, and then I somehow, either an experience, a dream, a learning, whatever it might be, I meant to break that delusion and be awakened, and I didn't know God was so present. And to the extent that I don't know, the world hasn't changed one bit. If I'm now adding the concepts from based on Tzimtzum Tshuva Pshuto, Achen Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh. I'm assuming that that's the way she taught the Shita of Tzimtzum Tshuva Pshuto would explain the pasuk. God is no less present than before the world was made. It's just what has changed was my interpretation. That's all that has changed. So Malchut Hashem is that piece of God which is dependent upon human perception of it as king. But what's the loop over here, or the paradox? I made a world in which I'm no less present, but with a human mind that can think with a mistake that God is not present, which is the basic existential optical illusion that he lives in. And that results in the fact that he interprets the world and interprets mainly himself as a detached from God or independent standing human being, which is the default way that we look at ourselves. We don't see ourselves as a product of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I think about it, I reach the Maskara. But it's not the natural place that I go to. I don't see myself as a continuum from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I see myself as an independent being. I stand on my own. Which allows for the whole secularism of the world or the atheist world to develop and evolve with all of its effects on all of us, that we all more or less, live in this consciousness that God is not really here. Or he's here, but he's in Shemayim. Let me live my life here, you stay there. Let's both, you, God, and me, Makpin and the Pasuk, Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Be'aretz Natan Livnei Adam, you mind your business, I mind my business. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. We have 5 minutes to go. So, somewhat at least of the difference of what's unique to Rosh Hashanah as opposed to all year round? What's unique to Rosh Hashanah is that's the one day a year that I go back into that place of reality where everything gets to be resubsumed back at its source, as it was at the beginning, which means that point before God had a will for there to be a willing human being who wants him as a king. But rather, everything gets to be resubsumed back in a state where there is literally Eino Nevado, nothing but him. Ephes Zulato. The state of affairs, the state of the world prior to the making of man, which is the real only place in reality where there is a lack of presence of God, which is the human mind, which is subject to change if he just works on himself. Okay, so it's as if God is not there because man chooses not to see God as such. It's so he's only not present there in the human person and the human being's interpretation of reality, but not in reality. So, because Malchut Hashem means I chose to perceive you as a king and I want you as a king. And because that's the case, I need to make a world in which you have the option not to see me as such or not to want me as such. Many people prefer for God not to be. Why? Because of all kinds of psychological reasons. And then they dress it up in all kinds of philosophical, smart-sounding reasonings. And then they'll blame some people for having psychological needs to create God, but they have no psychological needs to not to create actually no God. There's no, you don't have any psychological need to kill God. It's just we religious people have a psychological need to invent a God. Come on. I always giggle at this concept and I like it. So as Rubina said, as everything is psychology. That's a big avoda. Is my emuna all based on psychological need? Or is it really, I've peeled that off and I've come to accept reality whether I want it to be or not want it to be. That's what reality is screaming out in front of my eyes objectively to be. Yeah, but that's a separate discussion. The point of Rosh Hashanah is to everything goes back to the state of affairs of the day. What was the day of Rosh Hashanah? It was that point in time when there was no reality. No time, no space, no man, nothing. All there was, of itself. Once a year we go back there, that means that everything gets to be resubsumed or canceled back at its source. We don't look at it as such. It's similar to what I said last week. We don't look at it as if we die on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We assume the world continues. So our consciousness continues. So then as a result, I continue. And that's where my frustrations come, that I don't seem to change every year. Because the Maisa, I'm the same person who I always was. I don't experience Rosh Hashanah as making me into a Briya Chadasha. I can't. And the only way I can do that is if I really see, if I really cancel myself out. Mamash out! I re-subsume myself back at where I did, not only I wasn't, the world wasn't. If I do go back there, then I can truly be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means I start from scratch, the same process, annually, and I recreate it, and I renew it completely. And that is no world. God chooses on that day again for there to be a world, but I want it to be a world who wants the world and wants me as the king of the world. Okay? So therefore, it's really the day of God's will to be a king. And the only way God will be a king is if we will Him as a king. So it's a beautiful loop of will. God's will to be a king, and which means my people will me as a king. Therefore, it's a merging of wills. My will and God's will merge on Rosh Hashanah. And that's called Malchut Hashem. And that's recreated once a year on the day that it happened. So the difference between all year round is all year round I draw from that place. Life. And I keep reminding myself of it. Once a year it's redone. Redone. For it to be redone, the world needs to be cancelled out. That's what happens on Rosh Hashanah. I don't experience it as such. I'm not in touch with reality. Therefore, it seems to me that my life just keeps going around in circles year after year. I'm not getting anywhere. It never ends. It never stops. But if I were to see it and experience it, that it really stops. So then what begins is really new beginning. Completely.
Tov. Rather, the way we said Pasach, it's really just an annual version. The way we can ask a question now. Every single day, we're Makadal Aruchot Shemayim. So this is different about Rosh Hashanah. And I would say every single day we remember Yitzhak's Mitzrayim. We do the same thing in Pesach, so it's different. I could also ask the same question. How Rosh Hashanah, you want to say, we consider as if the world is ending, and then the next day, Rosh Hashanah, Briya Chadashah. We should also be viewing the entire world, like every single day. Is that every single day we view
I think at least on one level to say such. Take it as food for thought and come back to me one time about it. Okay? I think one can say something along the following lines. All year round, I'm given the permission to live in this delusion that I can apparently, as long as I need to, that I have somewhat of an independent existence. Once a year, I have to be conscious of the fact that that it's a delusion. Meaning, I need to knock that delusion. I need to become aware of the fact that I've been living all year round in a delusion, and that I interpret my existence as independent. The only way I can do that is if I once a year step outside of my existence. Once a year I realize I'm non-existent. You know where it beautifully manifests itself paradoxically in the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah? That my sins don't interest anybody then. They're not spoken about. And many people go into Rosh Hashanah, they don't resist, you're not the issue. And sometimes a person would come to me and I'm all nervous. Why are you nervous? Chataim, that belongs to Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. You're not the issue at all. It's like going to a friend's wedding, but clean, without one's stuff. Without, oh, I'm jealous, why did he get married before me? To really be rejoiced in a friend's wedding means I put nicely, you know, you have this room where you put your bag and your coat room. You put your ego there. One puts his ego there. Tonight, it's my friend's simcha. I'm not the issue. I'm not making comparisons. Okay, not everybody's on this level, but that's what we want to aspire to. Today is his day. I'm not an issue. Rosh Hashanah, it's his, capital H. It's God's day. I'm not an Indian over here. I'm open to completely submitting myself. And completely, my life is over. I'm totally mevutal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If to that extent, I can recreate Malchut Hashem from scratch. It requires a lot more polishing. Okay, think about it. Say them. Continue B'zat Hashem.